Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Revealing Truth and Ignite Your World Incorporated thanks Joey's Cafe for their underwriting support of this week's broadcast. Joey's Cafe is a family-owned and operated breakfast, lunch, and dinner experience specializing in affordable home-cooked meals. Joey's Cafe is located at 6650 South Highway 1, St. Lucie Square Plaza, a mile and a half north of Prima Vista Boulevard. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
1 Corinthians 6:17 says this, but he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. He who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Listen, it takes a revelation to get this. But I believe you're going to get it today. I believe you'll get it today. Paul's trying to teach people this revelation. Even when he wrote it to the church in Ephesus, he's trying to teach them what it means to be in Christ. He's trying to get them to understand this mystery of the gospel. And he came back and he used this analogy in the natural. And he said that when a man and a woman cleave together, watch this, they become one flesh. Isn't that right? Can I go there? Sorry if I go there. Now, there have been a lot of people in this room that know what I mean when he said cleave. But how many of you know when you got done cleaving, there was still a time that there was leaving? Come on. When you cleave to your other, you ain't stuck to him for the rest of your life. You were still two different people, weren't you? I mean, you're still two individual people. What was he talking about there? Amen. You weren't literally attached to the person you cleaved to in the flesh. I mean, your arms didn't grow into their arms. You didn't go in two people and walk out to bedroom one. Come on, did I get a witness in here? Amen. What's he saying? He's saying that when the cleaving took place, there was a joining together of their spirits. They were joined together in their spirit. That's what that physical act creates. It creates a spiritual bond. That's why some people get married 20 years, and then their mind is going back to 20 years before they got married, and they got images running through their mind of somebody else they cleaved with, and they can't get the thing out of their head. Because they were bound in the spirit. They were bound in their soul. Amen? It wasn't just an act that was a thrill or something that was just exciting for a brief moment where you just had a good time for a few minutes. He said there's an activity that takes place where the two become one flesh and you become one with each other. And you didn't become one physically. You don't actually become together in the flesh, but you become one in the mind. You become one emotionally. You become one in the soul. Your spirits become connected when you come together. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Isn't that right? That's what that bond is. And watch this. He said, but when a man becomes one with his wife, he said it's a picture of Jesus and the church. He used that as an analogy between Jesus and the church. So how many of you recognize you can't get intimate with Jesus, then go back to being what James calls an adulterer to the world? Come on, amen. You can't cheat on your lover, Jesus. Once you become one with him emotionally and in the mind and in the soulless realm, and he begins to invade your life, you can't just go over here and run around with whoever you want to in the world. Come on, amen. Because if you do, you're going to realize that there's something missing in your life. A void will open up on the inside of you. and you'll become despondent or desperate. Oh, come on, somebody got to help me tonight. Amen? Why is that? Because he that is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with the Lord. We're one with him. And what's true of him is true with me. I said, what's true with him is true with me. Romans chapter 6. Turn there really quick. Romans 6. This is where we are on Wednesday night. Wednesday night's been awesome, by the way. I've been Romans 6, 7, and 8. If I had only three chapters of the Bible that I was allowed to have, and I lived in some country in a, where there was an underground church, and they said, you get three chapters, it'd be 6, 7, and 8. Because it's the whole gospel's in there. It's laid out. I mean, the Protestant movement came out of 6, 7, and 8. Martin Luther, man, it turned him on so much for Jesus, they didn't know what to do with him. Verse 4. Romans 6, 4. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That's one of the reasons why everybody in church ought to get baptized in water. You say, well, I was baptized when I was a kid. Well, the question was, is when you were baptized, were you born again? Because if you weren't born again, when you went down a dry center, you came up a wet center. Come on. Baptism didn't do anything. Don't let them other churches tell you that. That's not true. Amen. Jesus was not buried till after he died. He was dead on the cross before they buried him. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody. Once he died on the cross, then they took him down. Then they put him in the tomb. We bury people in baptism after they've already made a decision to follow Jesus. After they've already made a decision to die to their sin. After they've already made a decision to be separated from their sin. Isn't that right? Remember, the word death means what? To be separated. Does that mean I don't have the ability to ever commit sin anymore? No. It means I'm separated from the nature of sin. Amen? And the desire for it. I have a new desire and a new nature. Look at verse 5. He says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. In other words, when Jesus was on the cross, it wasn't that I was just on his mind. That's a cool song. But it's not just all that it was. You know, that's true. But I wasn't just on his mind. According to the Bible, I was in him when he was on the cross. He took me with him. He took my sin with him. Amen. When he took the sins of the world, he took me with him. So identify with him on the cross. I get in the baptismal tank and I identify with his death. That's why I go down. And when they lift me up, I identify with his resurrection. Amen. Come on, amen? Amen? Guess what? He said, then certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Hello, Bob Tarbus again. We will get back to today's message with Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about some exciting ways that you can support the Revealing Truth radio show. As many of you know, there are substantial costs to producing, editing, and airing a broadcast program. So in an effort to offset some of these costs, we are looking for radio partners that have a desire to see this program continue every day at 11:30 a.m. Our goal is to raise the monthly support needed to keep this message on the air. Maybe you can commit to $5 per month, maybe $20, or even $100 per month. You may just want to make a one-time gift for any amount. Or you may want to have underwriting spots on the program. I ask that you pray and seek the Lord for what you can do. If you hear the call from the Lord to partner with us, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Again, please contact Beverly Young at 772-461-8555. Thank you so much for whatever you can do to keep us on the air. And now, let's get back to this timely message with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Into the darkness you shine.
Out of the ashes we rise. If he got up, you get up. If he got up, you get up. He didn't stay in the tomb. It's time to get up. Somebody say, I got to get up. Jesus, help us. Number 6, verse 6. Knowing that this, our old man, was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Oh, hallelujah. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon. Somebody say reckon. Reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but you are under grace. Oh man, that's the good news. Jesus. Watch this. He says, likewise you. Here's the key word. We talked about this last week. Reckon yourselves. Remember we talked about reckon? Reckon yourselves to be dead to sin. I told you last week that reckon there is an accounting word. It's like at the end of the month when you get your checkbook out, you reconcile it. You take account of what you got and what you don't got. Some of us got more month than money, and some of us got more money than month. But either way, when you reconcile it, you find out what you got. Come on, amen. If you don't know what the word reconcile means, then you probably don't know what you got in your bank account. You only know what they tell you you got. That can be dangerous sometimes. Come on, somebody. Amen. But you reconcile your bank account. What do? You take all the deposits that you made, and you take all the withdrawals that have been made, and you find out what's really there. How many know that's what Christ did? That's what Paul said. Paul said Christ did all this. You and I were in him. We were identified in his burial. Come on, amen. We were identified in his resurrection. He was raised to life. Therefore, you've been raised to life. And I love this stuff, amen. And all of it happened for us. It all happened for us. Somebody say it happened for me. Hey, you know, Jesus was not sinful. He didn't have to go. Jesus didn't have to go to the cross. Jesus didn't need to do it for himself. He needed to do it for us. That's why he went. And watch this. He said, if all this is true, then reckon yourself. Amen. Reckon yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not, listen to me very carefully. If you get anything today, get this. That is not an emotion. That's a knowing. Amen. It's not an emotion, it's a knowing. Well, I just don't feel saved. So what? Don't have nothing to do with it. Amen. Sometimes I don't feel like the pastor on Sunday morning, but I still show up. We got to get this walk of Christ out of the realm of emotion. But thank God we can feel and we can experience the love of God. But we cannot live by experience. That's a sickness in the church today. People chasing after experience. Well, if I can just worship 5 hours, I'll experience the Lord. The experience is not what brings freedom. The experience is the fruit of what you know. How many know if you just do it all through experience, and how many know if you're way up, then you're going to go for it? But if you're going by experience and you're feeling really down and way low, then you're just going to throw in the towel and quit and want to give up. I've seen fireballs for the Lord, man. They're like a bush in the desert on fire for Jesus one day, and the next time they look like a dead tumbleweed a week later. Getting kicked through the desert. What happened? They're riding an emotional high on Jesus. Instead of just knowing who they are. Oh, Jesus. Paul said the way you get over that, the way you get past the experiential lifestyle of living with Jesus is you've got to reckon yourself. I've got to reckon myself. Amen? I look at the deposit that Jesus made for me, and I look at the withdrawal of my sin, and I say my account is full of righteousness. Not because I did good, but because of what he did. Pastor, what are you talking about? Oh, look, some of y'all got some question marks on your face. Look, the Riddler from Batman. Listen, the day that you are, I believe we're becoming holier. Listen carefully. The day that you and I believe that we are becoming holier is the same day of our life that we have entered into religion. And it's the same day we've entered into pride. And we've left our relationship of being in Christ. Because your holiness is not based on what you do. I'm not holy based on whether or not I went to an R-rated movie or not. That has nothing to do with my holiness. I'm holy because of what he did. I'm holy because of the blood. I'm holy because of the cross. And if I ever make my Christianity about me, then I make his death in vain. If I ever base my Christianity on my actions, then I make his death in vain. He said, reckon yourself to be dead to sin. You know what else he said? He said, you and I get to choose. This is a good one. You and I get to choose who we yield our members to. We got to get away from this theology, oh, the devil made me do it. No. Devil didn't make you do it. That won't the devil. That's not what the Bible says. According to the Bible, somewhere on your way to sin, you made a choice to yield to it. That's what the Bible says. That's why Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 10, he said, with every temptation, God makes a way of an escape. He always provides a way out. And every time you beat temptation, you become stronger. And you identify more with who Christ is. You know, I might be 3 seconds away from cussing somebody, and at that moment, the Holy Spirit reminds me, remember who you are. Remember. Remember what I did. Remember the cross. Jason, don't even think that way about them. I died for them. And what becomes frustration sometimes and anger that feels like it's going to boil over the top turns to passion and love. Because I begin to see it from God's perspective. And I begin to see it in Christ. You know, when those things come to our mind, we have a choice to make. You can choose to give in. You can choose to give in and smack somebody. You can be sitting at the red light. You can just do the little courtesy beep, beep, beep. Or you can choose to do that long one. Won't you go? Anybody identify with that one? Because with every temptation, he makes a way of escape. Why? Because you can choose to yield your members to unrighteousness, or you can choose to yield to righteousness. It's your choice. Listen, one of the things that made the biggest difference in my life for me, especially when growing up in the church, is I lived so many years trying to keep the rules. Just trying to keep the rules. And all I found myself doing was breaking the rules. It seemed like the harder I tried to keep the rules, the more I broke the rules. Jason, sit down. And it was like something in me made me stand up. Don't do that. I did that. Oh, what was wrong with me? It seemed like I wanted so hard to be a Christian and keep the rules, but the harder I tried, the more I just kept menacing up. And the problem was, is I just kept identifying with my weakness. I kept identifying with my failure. You know, we all do that. It's so easy to beat ourselves up, isn't it? I think sometimes we let ourselves down more than we do anybody else because we have such a picture of an expectation of what we want to be as a Christian. We constantly fall short in our thought life. Oh, listen to me this morning. Please hear this. You're holy because of what he did. It just kind of removes all the pressure, doesn't it? You ever watch the Easter play? And we had Pastor Buddy Spear, he used to do this big Easter play. You have all the disciples, Jesus, Mary, friends of Jesus. And sometimes you see Pilate. Sometimes you watch the play and you go, I can identify with Peter. So I can identify with Pilate. I feel kind of sad for him because he really got caught in the middle. Sometimes we say, I can identify with Barabbas. Being freed on account of somebody else being punished. I can identify with John. Or I can identify with any of the other 12. I've heard people say to me, well, I can identify with the thief on the cross. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That's really our problem. Because in our human nature, we have the hardest time really identifying with the one that God wants us to identify with. He really wants us just to identify with Jesus. Just Jesus. Not in the shortcomings of everything in this life, but in the victory of Jesus. The power of Jesus. And it seems so hard for us sometimes in our minds, but when we grasp this revelation of what it means to be in Christ, man, we get Jesus. We get Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we've been identified. We know who we are in you. And we reckon ourselves to it. And nothing. I speak this over this house this morning. Nothing will shake that revelation in our hearts today. And we will build on this revelation. We will move out into what you have called us to do. And Lord, we have overcome because you've overcome. We are blessed because you are blessed. We are righteous because you are righteous. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Jesus, that we have life and abundance and healing, prosperity, sanctification, holiness, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness. It's in you, Jesus, that we have life. We love you so much. Take our lives today. If you believe that this morning, that's your prayer, let's just lift our hands towards heaven and just say this with me. If this is you today, Lord, just take my life. Whatever you want, I'm yours. I'm in you today. I'm yours, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy, K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs, including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
I'm Pastor Jason Bumgardner of Truth Church in the heart of St. Lucie County, inviting you to tune in to our weekly radio program, The Revealing Truth, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. Of course, we would love for you to meet our church family, so why not come out and visit us this Sunday at Truth Church? Worship services start at 10 a.m., and we're located at 3891 Edwards Road. You can check us out on the web at www.igniteyourworld.com.